All right. Each and every week, our number one job is to win a football game. We're 2-9 right now. We have 5 left to play. We're out of contention. And our number one job is to still win football games. But it's my responsibility to make sure we have a complete evaluation of the roster, top to bottom, especially at the quarterback position moving on to next season. And with that, we're going to start Geno this week and give him an opportunity to show what he can do. We'll open it up.
So that being said, how do you look at the locker room, your team, and say that Geno gives you a better chance to win than Eli?
We're confident that we can put a plan together to put Geno in a position to be successful and go win the game.
How did you come to this decision at this point?
Well, we have 5 games left to play. We have 3 quarterbacks on the roster. We have 2 that we have yet to see in significant game action. And for us, and we want to go take a look at both of those players.
Did you run it by ownership? Is that a conversation you had with them and the general manager as well?
I spoke to Jerry and I spoke to ownership, yes. We're on the same page.
Is this the end of Eli in New York?
No.
Why not?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Eli as a player, as a quarterback. But at this point, it's my responsibility for the organization to make sure we take a look at Geno and at some point take a look at Davis and give them the opportunity to show what they can do heading into next year.
How did Eli respond?
Why take a look at Geno? He's going to be a pending free agent. Is that something, that evaluation, if you wanted to bring him back? Is that a part of the evaluation?
Yeah, it's part of the evaluation process. Geno's come in. He's done everything that we've asked him to do. Won the backup job, and want to throw him out there and see how he performs. We feel we can put a good plan together and put him in position to help us win this ball game.
Were you surprised that Eli declined the opportunity to start?
No. The streak obviously is very important to Eli. I have a lot of respect for everything that Eli has done in this league and for this organization, and a lot of respect for the streak. I see what he goes through each and every week to get ready to play and how consistent he is. And I don't want to speak for Eli, but I don't believe he'd want to tarnish the record. And I'll leave it at that.
Would it be a situation where you would just start him in like a series or two? Or what was the game plan going in?
The game plan going in was a plan for a half and play Geno for the second half. And we decided after our conversation this morning that we'll give Geno the ball starting at the beginning of the game.
How did you break it to Eli?
I brought him in, had a chance to think about it over the weekend, and I brought him in yesterday. We sat down and talked about it and left it overnight to think about it a little bit more, and then we talked about it this morning and decided on this is the best direction for the team.
So will he be inactive?
No, he'll be number 2 this week.
But down the road it could be Davis be number 2?
We're going to take it 1 week at a time right now.
So your intention is not to start him over the final 5 games?
My attention is this week. Geno's going to start the game, play the game, and Eli will be number 2.
But you mentioned getting Davis time, so where?
At some point in time, Davis will be thrown in the mix, yes.
So not necessarily Sunday in Oakland?
Not necessarily Sunday.
He'll be active, Davis.
I didn't say that.
What do you think this says about your future? Did ownership gave the okay on this move?
This has nothing to do with my future. This is what's best for the team moving forward.
I mean, obviously, you said this season's over, so it's with an eye towards next season.
No, we have 5 games left to play, 5 very important games. We have a chance to go win these 5 games. We have a chance to take a look at the roster top to bottom, get great evaluations, and move forward that way.
Ben, you said you thought about this over the weekend. Was that the first time you thought about making this move, or had you thought about it going further beyond Thanksgiving?
I had a short week last week when we knew we were out of playoff contention. We were out of the mix. That's the time when you really have to take a look at your roster and make determinations on who you want to evaluate.
Have you announced this to the team, to the rest of the players?
I just did, yes.
What was their reaction?
Not much of a reaction.
Do you think
I'm sure they'll have more for you later.
Do you think it'll be tough to get those guys to buy in when you sit a 2-time Super Bowl MVP?
I think that players in this league understand that their job's on the line each and every time they take the field. They understand how precious reps are. They understand how precious games are. They know that they could lose their job at any point in time. And I think they can relate to what most of them can relate to what Eli's going through.
How much did Eli's performance on Thursday against Washington play into this decision?
Listen, I haven't coached well enough. Our offense hasn't played well enough. Our defense hasn't played well enough. And our special teams haven't played well enough. All those reasons are why I'm standing here right now. They're all part of it.
What does this move say about the quarterback position for the Giants going forward?
I think that just like every other position, you're going to look at it critically and do an evaluation, an open, honest evaluation.
You said that Eli wouldn't want to tarnish the streak, but a lot of fans are going to say that you're tarnishing his legacy here. What would your response be to that?
I think a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks who've done a lot for a lot of teams haven't been able to choose the way that they get to move on. And I'm not saying that we're moving on, but at some point in time, you have to make hard, tough decisions for the best for the franchise, and that's what I have to do here.
Is it realistic, though, to make this move and to have a future with Eli going forward? I mean, this is kind of a bell you can't unring.
Time will tell.
Ben, the last time you guys were in the stadium, you win a game. After the game, we saw the video of you in the locker room calling Eli to the middle. A lot of the players talked about how important it was before the game that he kind of stood up, commanded the room. You talked about it. It seems like, you know, a week later, you're making this move. I mean, are you taken aback? I mean, did you have to really think long and hard about this to make this kind of move?
I think you have to separate yourself emotionally from things, as hard as that may be. I respect everything that Eli's done for this organization, and make decisions on what's best for the future of the organization.
So just to be clear, you went to Jerry and John after you made the decision independently, or was it a joint decision?
We're all on the same page.
No, but I'm saying who's. How does that work? Do you go to them and say, this is what I want to do?
We're all on the same page with the decision.
How much do you think a quarterback that's mobile can be different to work with or help you at this point?
As far as Geno, Geno has a skill set that is a little bit different than Eli. He is a pocket passer, and he can do some creating on the move. I think that's something Eli has gotten better at over the years, but Geno can't create on the move. He's going to have to pick his spots. They're a very, very talented rush this week, but I'm excited to watch him play.
So if you're back here next year, you can see Eli as your starting quarterback?
It's part of the evaluation process, absolutely.
Was there any thought to waiving him, letting him try to go catch on somewhere else?
No, no.